Our local hero, Bob the Drop from Mount Shasta Springwater. Bob, I want to thank you for all the support and good things that Mount Shasta Springwater does for our local communities.
You are welcome. And rest assured, we will continue to support our local friends and supply them with the best spring water in the world.
How can people get your great tasting spring water, Bob?
Just call us at 1-800-922-6227.
That's 1-800-922-6227?
Yes, for the healthiest, best tasting spring water in the world.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making. Stimulate all five senses with interactive activities and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, Jeffersonians!
Yeah, it is. It's another Sunday morning here.
It is.
Looks like
it's pretty nice out there today.
Looks like it might clear out, get up in temperature a little bit.
It's been a bit chilly lately.
I want to see some snow clouds.
Good luck, buddy.
Yeah, we need
good
some
luck.
More.
So, I'm trying to think, how low is the snow getting now?
You know, I didn't see the numbers on the snowpack. I know they went up and tested it, I think, last week, trying to get a reading on it. I don't know. I didn't take a look at the numbers. I know it's not what it needs to be.
So. Yeah.
But some snowpack's better than none at this point. But
that's true. Well, like, when we're looking at December, it was raining every other day, and I'm like, yes, El Nino.
Yeah.
And now it's sunny. And that doesn't make me happy. Because I want an actual winter this year.
Well, we need it. We need the moisture, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see what's going on.
Indeed.
So, what's going on with the state of Jefferson?
I don't know. Not too. Is that what this show is about?
Yes, it is. It is.
It is. No, we were down at Cal Expo from the 8th through today. Actually, today's the last day, isn't it?
Yeah, at 7 o'clock. So.
Wait, it started at 7?
No, I believe it ends at 7.
Okay, yeah. So I was like, it didn't start that earlier. Nobody should be awake at 7.
Yeah, and
for us.
Reports are merchandise was flying out the door. People were...
Thousands of people were.
Thousands, yeah. That were heavily interested in the state of Jefferson. A lot of good conversations took place.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of literature went out the door. And
what was it, 10,000 pamphlets?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And the response overwhelmingly was positive.
Yeah.
A lot of people
sees that there's a problem. That's the key. It's not everybody necessarily agrees with a new state, but there's a problem out there, and we got to figure some out for it. The only option's a state for us.
It sounds like there may be some interest in starting committees in Amador and Calaveras County now, too.
Oh, I've been hearing rumblings down in that area.
Yeah. So we may end up with a good portion of the Sierra Nevadas, and I was kind of looking at what the map would look like, and it almost looked like a fist poking California in the rear. It would. It's just like one finger, just kind of like, hey, how's it going down there? But, well, I'm serious. If you take a look at it, and if you add Amador and Calaveras County, you know, and if we're that close, we might as well go after Tuolumne and get Yosemite, because California doesn't deserve it. But, yeah, so understand it was a pretty good deal down there at Cal Expo, and they said really, really positive response. And apparently the night before, somewhere in Sacramento, somebody ran an hour special on State of Jefferson.
Nice.
That we still don't know what it was, but I guess it had a lot of people talking and kind of in on the conversation, and a lot of people that said they either want to see it happen, or if it happens, they'll move.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people are frustrated with the state of California. I think if you take a poll of everybody, nobody's happy with the state of California.
Mm-hmm.
except the people that are messing it up.
Yeah.
So, but we're the ones that pick the people in charge.
Yeah.
There's something very wrong with the decision-making process that's going on around here. It just, you know, if everybody's unhappy and we're the ones that pick everybody, ultimately.
Well, you see, California is really the breeding ground for divide and conquer. Think about it.
Well, it is. They're very good and divisive at finding ways to divide us and keep us apart. And, you know, for us up here in the Jefferson counties, it's very difficult because no matter what we think, we could agree with what Southern California is doing and it wouldn't matter because of our lack of representation.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely wrong. And we're paying the price for it. We're paying the price for it at the gas pump. We're going to be paying the price on the grocery shelves.
I went grocery shopping last week for the first time this year, because we usually do every 2 weeks, every two, 3 weeks, you know, because it's easier to buy in bulk.
Mm-hmm.
Almost everything went up 30 cents.
Mm-hmm. That's to begin.
So what should have been maybe a 120 bill was a 170.
Yeah.
So I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
To begin.
Yeah.
And that's just...
Welcome to 2015.
Yeah,
where all your dreams come true.
Yeah. Because you've got cap and trade going into effect. You've
got
the diesel particulate filters that are going into effect.
And that's not affecting the average person directly. It's the indirect effects that people feel and a lot of times don't understand because they don't want to get involved in politics, so they don't know about these particulate filters. They don't know about cap and trade. They don't know about all this.
Well, it's basically trickle-down taxation.
It is.
It really is.
Yeah.
You know, if we impose this direct tax on the people, they're probably going to buck us. But if... You know, we impose it on the evil trucking companies and the evil oil companies, you know, that make the country go round.
Literally.
You know, nobody's going to complain.
Yeah.
And then they'll just pass that tax onto the people.
And then it just makes people angrier through oil and trucking companies.
Uh-huh.
And that's the part that is just baffling.
Well, if you're on the wrong side of this thing, it's brilliant.
That's true.
It really is smart the way that they're doing it. It's just insidious and disgusting.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, I think the poverty numbers for Redding just hit 16.5% for Redding.
16.5% of the people here are below
the poverty line.
The poverty level
in the city of Redding. Yeah, I was looking at the statistics because of what's going on and all that. 16.5% in Redding.
Well, things
and that's not even including the unemployment rate.
Things are great here in Redding. It's a wonderful place to live.
Yeah.
You know, we have one of the nicest domestic abuse shelters in the North State. It's ridiculous. So, yeah. And one of the things that is hitting us the hardest is the CARB regulations and the truck filters that our trucking industry is having to put on. And in a lot of ways, it's the individual owner-operator, it's the smaller trucking company that's getting squeezed out by this thing, and it's causing the increase in pricing and how expensive everything is, and it's all on the back of unproven science. There is huge amounts of evidence that's growing that they're completely unsafe. A judge in Glenn County just threw out a... There's a group that's trying to get an injunction against the DPF filters and said that they're a safety hazard. These things catch fire, you know, and they're strapped to the back of school buses filled with your children.
Yeah.
And they have a terrible rate of catching fire because basically what these filters do is they capture all of the soot particulates, all of the black carbon. And then when they decide it's full, it superheats itself to burn it off, which is still putting it into the environment. But it superheats to over 1,200 degrees to the point that it actually liquefies the inside of the filter and catches fire. And you have superheated air that's now surrounding this filter, most times in tractor trailers that are sitting right next to the fuel tank.
Yeah, because that's smart.
It is. It's, and so they have this lawsuit down in Glenn County trying to put a stop to this and saying, hey, this is a health and safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
And CARB wanted to get the case tossed out. And the judge said, no, absolutely, there's enough evidence to move forward with the hearing here. And so they're throwing that out. And they just had the hearing Friday. It sounded like it was pretty well and CARB basically just kind of fell back on, well, we're CARB. You know, we can do what we want, was their defense.
Well, that's the thing is I'm trying to think. I can't remember who told me. Somebody told me that CHP is no longer going to be enforcing CARB regulations mm-hmm. because they're an unelected body and they cannot pass laws.
Yes, they have no legislative authority.
But is it true that CHP will no longer be ticketing?
That is my understanding, is okay. that CHP will no longer be enforcing CARB regulations because they're worried that they're going to go and enforce a CARB regulation and some smart truck driver is going to go, okay, show me the law.
And
well,
then they're
well,
in
CARB
trouble.
Says,
yeah.
No, not CARB says, show me the law. The law. Show me the legislative law that was passed that said this is the law of the land. CARB, despite Mary Nichols and thinking she's a rock star, Mary Nichols is the head of the California Resource Board.
I was
like,
you're going to have to explain that one.
And, oh yeah, there was a couple of pieces came out in the LA Times about Mary Nichols and the California Air Resource Board. And, you know, they were very positive about Mary Nichols, and they actually called her the rock star bureaucrat. And it
okay, because we need rock star bureaucrats, you know, because that explains a lot, actually.
It really does. It
makes sense.
Yeah. So
ridiculous.
So the good fight against CARB is moving on, and you know it is absolutely one of the things that impacts CARB or impacts the state of Jefferson. It's going to drive up our prices. A lot of our people up here that still have jobs are truck drivers, and it's squeezing them out.
Or they're directly related to the industry.
Yep. Yeah. That's and
it's not just truck drivers. It's all large vehicles. It's anything bigger than an F-350. All your loggers, your miners, mm-hmm. everybody.
And it's going to...
Construction?
Yeah. And it's going to get more than that. Because all of your diesel-heavy equipment, all of your agricultural equipment,
yep.
all of these things need these filters, and they've been proven to be unsafe. They're being proven to be unsafe. They're expensive. They don't reduce any of the carbon that's going into the atmosphere.
Yeah.
And really, for us to be suffering the consequences of that, where we have some of the cleanest air on the planet... It's ridiculous. Basically, we are crushing what little industry we have left because of smog in LA, and we have no voice in it, which is a perfect reason why we need the state of Jefferson, why we need representation, why we should be our own state, because it's a tale of two planets.
It is. It really is. And for more reasons on why we need and deserve the state of Jefferson, stay tuned, because we're going to run off to a break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Dr. Maria Salas. I've been in practice for 10 years as owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. Not only do we have fun seeing entire families and athletes, but we see the hard workers of this town. We love our occupational athletes. Work better, feel better, reduce injury, prevent chronic disease, boost metabolism, increase energy and productivity, live a healthier and pain-free life with my new exercise app for your phone and computer. Check us out on Facebook at HealthWise Chiropractic. For a free one-month trial, use Dr. Maria 1. We love our occupational athletes at HealthWise Chiropractic.
Candy is more than just a sweet treat, and you can learn why in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Sweet, A Tasty Journey. From January 17th to May 13th, Sweet serves a healthy helping of brain food. Investigate California's farm-to-fork role in candy making, stimulate all five senses with interactive activities, and learn about real-life Willy Wonkas in this fun and colorful exhibition. Sweet is presented by Five Star Bank and Haagen-Dazs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Our world needs caring professionals to make a positive impact in our communities. Simpson University's Master's in Counseling Psychology degree prepares you for a career in marriage and family therapy. Our award-winning faculty brings practical clinical expertise and research into the classroom. Attend classes in the evening and earn your degree in just 2 years. Apply before March 1st. Classes begin in August. Be empowered to make a difference. Call today at 1-888-9-SIMPSON or visit us online at simpsonu.edu.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
It'll help you keep up with technology.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. All I want. And I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
And Phil Collins.
And Phil Collins. You can't go wrong with Phil Collins either. You really can't. It's one of those classics that we were talking about last week. Yeah. Where everybody hears a song and they're like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe we can set it up. You come across the border in Jefferson and Phil Collins automatically just comes on the radio for your first song in the state.
I like it.
I wonder if we could do that. Might be able to. I don't know. So,
he can be our rock star bureaucrat.
Yeah, Phil Collins will be the state of Jefferson's rock star bureaucrat.
Oh, man.
Oh. So what do we got coming up in the state of Jefferson? Next couple days, we're headed down to the Capitol.
We are on the 15th on the West Lawn, 11 to 2. So if you're in the area, you really want to go because last time was so much fun.
It was. It was a great time.
And there was, 100?
I'd say probably 200 people.
200 people?
Yeah.
It's hard to tell because we were so spread out all over the Capitol.
Yeah.
That, 30 or 40, according to the record search.
Yeah, 30.
Even Bob's laughing over here. It's like, really, guys?
Yeah.
30 or 40, maybe, people who set up. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the pre-team was 30 or 40 people.
Yeah.
So, and this time we expect it to be even that much bigger. There's a lot of people from the local counties that are showing up. There's a couple buses headed down. I know of at least one biker ride that's coming. There's a bunch of bike owners that are coming down, and they're going to ride together all in a great big
that's
pack.
That's totally official now then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have State of Jefferson patches?
I don't know.
We need to get some patches for them. Hildy, are you listening? We need biker patches
for
these
guys.
Well,
there is a State of Jefferson biker club.
Really?
Yeah. State of Jefferson Brotherhood, I think it is. You haven't seen them around the blue denim jackets, black patch, gold seal.
No, but whenever I hear Brotherhood, I always kind of cringe.
Oh.
Because it sounds bad.
Why does Brotherhood sound bad?
Because that's usually what they call a lot of the, less inclusive groups.
Oh, well, I'm not going to let a bunch of racist a-holes steal a good word.
It's true. It is a good word. That's the shame of it, too, is
Yeah.
Be careful what you say, even though it's still a good word.
See, that's the problem with political correctiveness, is they allow them, you allow them to basically steal good words and concepts. And don't let them do it. It's nonsense. Don't limit your vocabulary because somebody else has a problem with it. Read the First Amendment and realize you can offend whoever you want, as many times as you want.
Unless you live in Paris.
No. Yeah, and, you know, that was a horrible thing.
That's how people are justifying it, though, is, well, they should have known that they might die for it. What? Are you kidding me? I'm so glad we live in America. I mean, come on.
Well,
although it's hopefully it doesn't get that bad here.
That's part of political correctiveness. You know, it is political correctiveness has been kicked so far down the road that people can justify the murder of innocent, unarmed people because of what they said. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That, I mean, when you boil it down, is you're going, oh, well, if you hadn't said something mean, maybe they wouldn't have shot you. And which I come back with, well, maybe if they'd been allowed to have a gun, it would have been a fair fight.
Well, even the cops didn't have a gun.
I know.
I mean, it's baffling. It's truly baffling what Europe does.
Yeah. And what was that one legislature that came out right after the attack and said, I don't understand where these guys got the guns. Guns have been banned in France for a long time. And what planet did you just fall off of, buddy?
That's the meth down.
And you got to give it to that little guy, you know, the cartoonist.
Yeah.
You know what he did is when they ordered him on his knees, he said, I'll die on my feet.
Yeah. Maybe there was a little bit of American in him.
Well, you know, the French didn't always used to be.
That's the thing is they used to rule the world.
Yeah.
To a point, you know.
They did. They even kept the Catholic Church in check for a long time.
Yeah.
Which is no small task in itself. So, anyways, that's a complete rabbit trail of history.
It's not even the right country.
Yeah.
But it is current events. So that's another reason for the state of Jefferson is because we will uphold our Second Amendment rights, our First Amendment rights, mm-hmm. all of them, because if you start losing some, you're going to start losing them all. Ta-da! Well, see what I did there?
And, yeah, it's true. And to a point, you have to be a stubborn radical when it comes to the defense of your rights. Because if you let it in the door just a tiny bit.
That's all they need.
It grows and it grows and it grows and you turn around and the whole thing's eroded.
Yep.
You know, so even
it's like
when
cancer.
Even when you fight, even like the tiniest, most silliest thing and people are like, wow, dude, you're
you mean
out,
like
you're kinda
hardcore. Public comment being at the beginning of city council meetings?
Yes. In the grand scheme of things, a lot of people go, okay, what's the big deal? It's the start. It's the slippery slope. You have now set your feet upon the slippery slope where it is okay to limit the speech of people, of the citizens, because you don't want to hear what they have to say.
Speaking of, so I sent an email to all of our newly sworn in city council members here mm-hmm. in Reading about what Councilwoman Kristen Schrader said about the 7 in 10 major California cities actually have their public comment at the end of the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's not true.
Yeah.
And they won't reply to my emails, and I haven't been able to make a city council meetings, but it's not true. It's only 4 out of 10, so I hope she didn't do her research on her own, because it's straight up wrong.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? And
but I wanted to make that officially on the record, because I am still really mad that they didn't so much as answer my email.
Yeah, they don't even have the decency to respond to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, what we pay them for.
At least it's a very minimal amount. It's what, $700 a month?
Yeah. And that is kind of, you know, that is the point I think a lot of people miss mm-hmm. is when you are so vehement, almost to the point of rabid, defending something like public comment at City Hall, and people are going, wow, man, what's the big deal? Well, you allow something that like that to happen, uncontested. In a couple of years, you're looking around and going, whoa, where did my freedom of speech go?
Yeah.
You know, and the people that were so rabidly trying to put a stop to it when it began don't look that crazy anymore.
Or they've been run out of town, so they're no longer speaking anymore.
Yeah, that'll never happen. that will never, ever happen.
So. But, yeah, it's one of those things where you really... You have to stand up for what you've got, because the reason why we need the state of Jefferson so badly is because all of our industry, our freedoms, our private property rights.
Mm-hmm.
Our way of life has eroded to the point where we barely exist. And yeah, I mean, we have to admit, I mean,
well, we're
we have to. We have no choice. If we don't do something here in Northern California,
we are the crash test dummy for environmental socialism.
Yeah.
I mean, period, point blank, let's test it in California. You know, it, like, remember those old commercials? Let's see if Mikey likes it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, California's like Mikey. Let's get Mikey to try it and see if Mikey likes it.
Yeah.
And Mikey likes everything. So we just like California. And, I mean, look at how much we've lost already compared to just when I was a kid growing up.
Okay. Yeah, 20 years ago.
What's made in California anymore? What's manufactured in California?
Poverty.
Diesel particulate filters? that's
pretty much it. Probably.
We don't make anything in California anymore.
And if we do, we send it overseas. We don't actually
benefit
ourselves.
You know, we design software. Okay.
That's tangible.
There's no tangible wealth there. Okay. What do we produce resource-wise? Agriculture, we still have some agricultural production, but that's shrinking.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody knows that the San Joaquin Valley is getting decimated right now because of the lack of water allocation.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have logging. We don't have mining.
No, we don't have fishing. We don't have... Okay, so we've lost our resource production. We've lost our manufacturing capabilities. One of the last real businesses that we have left is transporting agricultural goods out of California, which now we're in the attempt of killing with CARB. So really, what is going to be left? I mean, we're really to the point where welfare is the number one industry of the state.
Yeah.
How is that sustainable?
It's not. And that's the thing is everybody goes, oh, well, then why not just create a Silicon Valley in Northern California? Because that doesn't feed people.
No, and there's no actual wealth to it.
No.
It's fictional. Yeah. You know, that's like saying, why don't you invite a bunch of authors because the book industry will revive your economy? Yeah, are books great? Do they make money? Yeah. But are they really producing wealth?
No.
No.
Well, as an author, I can tell you that it's getting a lot harder to publish just about everything.
Mm-hmm. Censorship. A lot of it is indirect censorship.
Probably.
And we are expecting a call in from somebody from the Truckers Association about CARB, but we haven't heard from Lauren. If you're out there, give us a call. We're looking to have a conversation with him.
Yeah.
And
but we can roll off to a break real quick. That way we can have him on for a bit longer, not cut them in half.
Yeah, that works for me.
Sounds good. So that's what we're going to go ahead and do. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. If you have any questions or comments about CARB or anything else we've talked about today or haven't talked about today and you want to talk about, call us at 605-4567 or visit us online in our totally awesome chat room at kcnr1460.com.
These are the things I can do without. Come on. I'm talking.
Attention all brides-to-be, if you're newly engaged or a wedding is on its way. On Sunday, February 8th from 11 to 3, the Simpson University Event Center is where you need to be. The Bridal Guide Wedding Show is your one-stop shop for all your wedding needs. Over 150 professionals from caterers, florists, DJs, venues, officiants, wedding gowns, bridesmaid dresses, tuxedos, wedding cakes, and much more. If you're just getting started, what better way to plan that special day than to have everything you'll need under one roof? There's always something new and exciting at the wedding show, and you could win a special honeymoon trip. So gather up your bridal party and head down to the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, February 8th at Simpson University Event Center on Shasta View Drive. For more information, call 223-3868. It's the wedding show of the year.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. the House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first 5 classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Stand up. Have you ever been there? Stand up, identify. Stand up, tell us all about it. Stand up, testify.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we are standing up and we are testifying, and we'll scream from every rooftop. So if you've got a rooftop, let us know.
Yeah, or if not, we'll come and scream out in the middle of the field, too. I've been known to do that once or twice. So, we do have Lauren Hutnick on the line. Lauren, you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning.
Good morning. How goes
it? Good morning.
Hey, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and explain what you're doing to fight CARB?
Well, I am a independent owner-operator. I work in the over the California area, pretty much staying in California. And presently, I am running a Facebook page that has gotten a lot of notice, California Trucks Against California Air Resource Board.
Okay. And what kind of things have directly affected you with CARB? I mean, how has it affected you personally?
Well, as of January 1, I am a criminal to the state of California for owning a truck that is registered in California, freely registered. DMV has taken the fees on that truck, and they've basically made me a criminal. They have... just not me, but a lot of other drivers and owner-operators, they've made them criminals right alongside of me. They have done some things out there on the road that has created a detrimental safety to the public and to the economy of the state that has... can backlash so far, and CARB will not recognize any part of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
it's their agenda, and it's, they think they've got a very large hammer, and they're holding it over our heads.
Yeah.
Well, we're finding out that hammer's full of cotton.
Yeah, that's, well, there is a lot of things that are coming down with them. Have you seen anything directly or heard anything that CHP has stated that they will no longer be enforcing CARB regulations?
CHP, in all the contacts that I've had with CHP, and I've had a lot of it.
Oh, no.
And every time I've talked to a CHP officer, CHP cannot stand CARB. They don't even want them in the scale houses.
Mm-hmm.
CHP, all CHP is concerned about is that you have current registration, current medical card, current driver's license, and your truck passes their safety inspection. They, CARB does not, or excuse me, CHP does not want to deal with anything that comes out that exhaust. Now, in all reality, if you pull the scale house and you're puffing, you know, white or blue or black smoke, CHP will say something about it, but they're not concerned of what comes out of that engine or out of that end of that exhaust pipe. They're just concerned about their standard mandates and laws.
So what happens if you refuse a CARB inspection?
Well, that's where it's going to get very, I'm trying to look for the word, very interesting. CARB thinks that they can write you a huge ticket. CARB thinks that they can, basically, CARB thinks they're living in the capacity of a law enforcement officer. CARB does not have any type of law enforcement ability.
Yeah, they don't have legislative authority.
Well,
they're
not sworn officers, so.
No, they are not sworn officers, but they project themselves as a sworn officer. I'll give you guys an example. A law enforcement, a police officer, sheriff, CHP cannot roll into a truck stop and write parking tickets, idling tickets, anything like that.
Okay.
But CARB feels that they can roll in and just start going down the line of the trucks and start stapling tickets on there. CARB jumps out of their little minivans, and this has been videoed several times. They've got a tactical vest on, a Smokey Bear hat, and they produce themselves as law enforcement, and they walk up and they start writing tickets.
Well, that would be impersonation of an officer.
Well,
that would be
I was just thinking
illegal.
That sounds like criminal impersonation of a peace officer.
Yeah.
Exactly. But here we go again. Because of the political makeup of our state, they're not going to do anything about it.
Are they armed when they do this?
No, they're not. They are not allowed. They are not allowed to carry any type of weapon.
So what is to stop the average driver from going, you have absolutely no authority. At this point, basically, you're a citizen to my citizen, and you're harassing me.
Well, here's the thing. They can claim that. They can do that. My take on all of it is I'm just going to walk away. You know, personally, for me, you roll into the scales, you get red-lighted, they say go to the back, you get out of your truck, say, how you doing? Hey, have a nice day. You lock your truck, you walk into the scale house, you ask for the sergeant, and you say, are you going to do an inspection on me? And he says, no. Are you done with me? Yes. You get back to your truck and leave.
Good.
Because I like it.
CARB has no authority to retain you or pull you over.
Okay. So in the event that they do write you a ticket, who are you supposed to pay? Just out of curiosity.
CARB.
Yeah.
CARB.
So you send a check to CARB?
I have yet seen an incident where they had done that.
Oh, okay.
So say that you decided that you wanted to exercise your constitutional rights to a trial. I mean, who conducts the trial if you wish to protest your ticket?
I believe it is the Superior Court in the district that they are the ticket was written to.
Okay. And how can the Superior Court at any time authorize one of those tickets if it was not written by a...
See, here's the thing. CARB, being in Sacramento, has a very long arm, and they've learned that they can use loopholes in our systems. If you get pulled over and they write you a fine and everything, there was just an article written in the California Construction Trucking Association that CARB has the ability now to go lien your property.
Wow.
Okay.
How?
At the end of the day here, you guys got to stop and look at this thing. In so many ways, CARB has illegally and unconstitutionally removed our rights. And as I've always said it, CARB wants us to live in a 6x6x6 box.
Yeah.
Don't dare step out of that box. You can be here as long as you live in that box.
Well, it's definitely one of the main tools of the environmental agenda.
Yeah.
It absolutely is.
We've got a gentleman in the chat room asking if anyone has thought about effecting a citizen's arrest for the impersonation of law enforcement if they did try and write you a ticket.
You know, that's a really good question, and I really can't say anything on it, but that is something that I really would like to have answered. And I do know the people. I just got to, get a hold of them to ask that question.
You know, I've looked into it before, and I can't find a decent answer from anybody because everybody acknowledges that they have zero authority to be out there doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But then when it comes to, well, what can we do about it, nobody knows.
Well, I think that if more people just started doing something about it, it would at least create an environment where attention's being brought to it.
Absolutely.
So,
well,
and we have somebody on the line.
CARB's attitude is, we conduct policy. What your problem is not our problem, and we don't care. Just follow the policy.
Yeah.
Maybe and I saw that very clearly.
I'm going to come up with a policy and go get myself a hat and a tack vest and start running around handing out tickets.
Yeah, that'll be great. But we do have a caller on the line with a question for you.
Okay.
Chris, are you there?
Hello?
Hello.
Yes. I've got several questions now. I didn't listen to you, but anyway, if they don't have, do they have red lights? I mean, can they pull you over on the highway?
No, they cannot. They're not able to. Again, CARB, as far as I know and has been always been told, they are not able to pull any vehicle over. Law, they have zero law enforcement ability.
But they
do not carry a badge, do not carry a gun, and they cannot. CARB has to have law enforcement with them at any and all times to pull you over.
Okay.
Now, so, I just came to a light, since CHP does not have, there's no love between CHP and CARB, CHP has to pay CARB time and a half, in half time, so basically double time, and administration fees for CHP to stand there with CARB at these inspection facilities.
Okay. So now that leads to another question. Now that they've, if they come on your property, now they're after the farmers for, say, a diesel tractor or hay binder or whatever, if you tell them to get off your property and they don't do it, do they bring a...
Call the sheriff.
What's that?
Call the sheriff.
Call the sheriff. I have a
call the sheriff,
and I have pepper spray. If I hosed him down with that, would I be at fault?
Now you're asking some legal questions.
You probably need to call
really
your sheriff on that
into.
One too.
But I will put it to you like this: you have the right, as far as I'm concerned, you have the right to defend your property.
Yeah.
As long as you're being assaulted, one step lower.
Well,
and I'm
going to
put it
that way. If you're trying to my best
answer to your question: if they come on your property without a search warrant, you call law enforcement. You call the sheriff. You tell them you get there right now and to remove these people off the premises.
That goes with anybody. It doesn't matter whether it's CARB or not. Anybody that's claiming to be any type of law enforcement shows up on your property without a warrant, you call your local law enforcement right now.
That sounds real good. But have you ever tried to get a sheriff here in the county?
Tell them you have a gun. They'll be there in no time.
Yes, exactly.
Tell them that you have a gun. The best thing to say is, I think that this person might be armed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that'll work.
And also, do you think after they get the everybody else control, they're going to come after people,
Yes.
Guy with a pickup that tows these travel trailers.
That's already on the books. This is affecting agricultural equipment. This is affecting RVs. This is affecting tractor trailers. The next step is, normal-sized diesel pickups. Then it's going to go towards then they're moving on to gasoline.
Yes. currently, right now, as of 2015, if your truck is 15,000 GVW or more, you have to have it registered, and you have to start putting a DPF on your truck.
Mm-hmm. And that's actually scaling down as the years go by, to where just your basic diesel pickup is going to require one. And then from there, the program is going to move into gasoline engines.
There was an article just currently written, and I'm looking it up right now, that guy we got over in Sacramento, Brown, as far as I'm concerned, he has declared war on the trucks and the people of California. Because he said that he wants half the trucks out of California and he wants half the cars out of California within a 15-year plan, because we are going to be the leaders of the green initiative.
And so how do we get products to and from market in the state of California? Or is the plan just to kill everything in California so we don't have to worry about getting...
That's not their problem. They want a green world. They want clean air. They think that there is a magical force field at the border of California. That air does not come across the line.
Yeah.
Okay? Well, that's one of the things.
I'll give you an example. I was at the December 4th meeting in 2013, where I met some very good people and became good friends with them. I said, hey, you know, wait a minute. You guys let these rice farmers burn their fields. Well, we only do them when we have the proper atmosphere to do that. I said, so you have a, and I did, and I got a chuckle out of everybody. I said, so you got a phone number to God and Mother Nature, huh? And he goes, no. I said, well, you said you know how the atmosphere runs, so you must have those phone numbers. If you got them, please give them, because I got some questions to ask. I said, so, you know, we blow it into Nevada. Then the wind changes, and now we blow all that burn and atmosphere out of Nevada, plus theirs back into California.
Well, that's part of the cap and trade.
We have a scientific study that handles that.
Yeah, that they won't produce the evidence on. That's another thing a lot of people don't realize is the evidence, the scientific data that they're using for their foundation of CARB, they will not produce it.
They have produced it. I'm going to have to correct you there. They have produced it. And it's a lie. It's a fraud. And it's a,
when did they produce
how
it?
How this whole thing has been produced and they're still running with it is still with the Tran report.
Oh, well, okay. Now, The House of Representatives actually subpoenaed the original data because the Tran report has been disqualified, because Tran basically got his degree and everything out of a Cracker Jack box and lied about the whole thing.
Yeah.
But there's actual scientific data that goes to a American Lung Cancer Association study that they based this whole thing on way back, that the House of Representatives Science Committee has actually subpoenaed the data and CARB has refused to produce it. That's the hard empirical data that they have based this whole thing on.
But also the other thing is they won't enter Dr. Engstrom's findings either.
No, they won't. And Dr. Engstrom is a guy in Southern California that is honestly credentialed all over the place and knows more about this kind of thing than probably anybody, and they will not listen to him at all because it doesn't make
the
agenda.
Well, he uses that L word, remember?
He does use
the
logic word.
You cannot use the L word.
So.
Yes.
And one of the other things is under cap and trade, is the ultimate goal is 80% reduction of pollution, which is absolutely never achievable because 30% of our pollution comes from China. Mm-hmm. We're not even responsible for a full 80% of it that they want us to reduce.
You know, I'll be the first one to say I want clean air. I want clean environment. Yeah. I mean, I am a contractor. I dig hazardous. Yeah. I used to dig a lot of hazardous waste. I hate seeing that stuff. But CARB has done and the Green Initiative, they've taken it to a step that it will never be capable.
Mm-hmm. Well, for
at the end of the day, for them to make California where they want it, they want everybody out of the state. They want anybody
that
lives here in a white hut and saran wrapped. They want the state saran wrapped. They do not want any type of production of any type of manufacturing in the state.
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah, I'm just sitting here nodding my head going, yep, yep.
You know, and
I mean when you stop and look at it, we just lost. There was 3,500, 5,000 jobs that could, and how much money could have been pumped into California.
Yeah.
And I do believe they would have done it properly with the regulations, of sensible regulations.
Mm-hmm.
But why is Tesla in Nevada, not in California?
Yeah. Because California is bleeding jobs and money.
We lost, what, another 75,000 people last year?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know, people are flowing out of the state. Jobs are flowing out of the state. The only dollars that are coming in is welfare money.
Yeah.
Well,
I know when we went to a town hall or a board of supervisors meeting, excuse me, down in Lake County, there was a gentleman there and he runs a company and he has 600 employees. And he said, you know, at the end of the year, we're leaving and all 600 of those people are losing their jobs or they're coming with me.
Well, there's 900.
900.
The guy in Lake County is headed to Oregon.
Is it 900?
Yeah.
Well, here's another thing. You know, as of, you know, the last report, I mean, I've had two reports.
Lauren, hold on. We got
like
another 2 minutes
for
and
you.
We got one more caller here.
People just love you too much, Betty. Good morning, Sky. How are you?
Good morning.
Go ahead.
I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I was at the Tea Party meeting Monday, and Fred Kelly Grant was supposed to have been there, and he got tied up and due to scheduling. I'd like to, and they couldn't come up with his address on Standin' Fight Club because I think he's the only avenue we've got to go at this point to fight CARB.
His email address is standinfightclubinc.com.
How about the people that don't have computer access?
Well, don't know what to tell you about that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure because he's out of state, and so he's not really accessible in other ways. But there are the CARB meetings and things like that that if you attend, you can probably catch up with information that way.
Look, and this is the best thing I'm going to say. In the very near future here, we're going to, Fred Kelly Grant, who actually I'm having a meeting with later on today.
Speak up.
Is having several hearings. I believe one in Reading and one in Vacaville.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure there's going to be a question and answer session on that. Just keep an eye out at the Tea Party meetings, and I'm sure he can, you know, answer any questions. If you need to have a question answered immediately, give the radio station your phone number, and I will forward your number to Fred later on today, and so you can, hopefully he can or Tim Lewis can call you and answer a question.
Yeah, that should be brought up to him and his organization to have an address so that people can donate if they want to, and I think it's imperative for any,
well through the trucker, I mean, I'll be more than happy to. If you want to donate or anything like that, I don't know if it's okay.
Yeah, you can show up at the Tea Party and find Dick Wright or Sylvia Milligan or any of the coordination committee. And
you can send checks to 4000 Beacon Drive, Anderson, California, 96007.
And there we go. Our chat room bails us out.
You just got to give him a couple seconds. But we do have to run. We do apologize. We are at the end of our hour.
Give him the address one more time.
Again, the address is 4000 Beacon Drive. 4000 Beacon Drive, Anderson, California, 96007.
All right. And we're down to about 40
Make
seconds.
Them out
I want to thank
fight.
Both of you guys. And there we are. We're towards the end of another show. You know, we've been beating this CARB drum pretty loud, pretty hard, but this is absolutely a fight that has to be won.
It is. It's because if you don't win here, you might not have an opportunity to fight again in the future.
Yeah, it's one of those lose everything kind of situations. And I think everybody wants clean air. Problem is we already have it.
Yeah.
So, until next week, Jefferson.
This is the Jefferson State of Mind.
It is.
It's time to make it yours.
It is. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Tens of thousands of people are marching in Paris after a three-day terror rampage left 20 people dead this past week, including three gunmen. Leading the march, more than 40 world leaders, including U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder.
One nation cannot by itself hope to forestall the possibility of terrorism, even within its own borders.
And are we fighting radical Muslims?
I certainly think that we are at war with those who would commit terrorist attacks and who would corrupt the Islamic faith in the way that they do to try to justify their terrorist actions.
He spoke to ABC TV. Rallies are also planned in other cities, including London, Madrid, and New York. Meanwhile, Holder isn't saying whether he'll still be on the job when the time comes to decide whether to bring charges against former CIA Director David Petraeus. Holder telling ABC that, quote, any